Chapter 5. Dickon. Mary worked in the secret garden every day, and every day she saw more green shoots starting to come up through the soil. Sometimes she talked to Ben Weatherstaff, and one day she asked him about plants.
If you wanted to make a flower garden, what would you plant, Ben?
I'd plant some bulbs, the old man replied. Daffodils, crocuses and snowdrops. And I'd plant lots of roses.
Do you like roses?
I do.
If a rose plant looks dry and grey, how can you tell if it's alive? Asked Mary.
You have to wait until spring. That's when the buds come out, if the plant is alive. Then the sun and the rain make it grow.
Mary skipped along the path that led to the wood. As she went through the gate, she heard someone playing a pipe. She followed the sound and saw a boy sitting under a tree. A squirrel and two rabbits were watching him play. When he saw Mary, the boy held up his hand.
Stand still, he told her, or you'll frighten them away.
Mary stood still.
You must be Mary, said the boy. I'm Dickon.
He smiled. His eyes were round and as blue as the sky.
Did you get my letter?
Mary asked him. Dickon nodded.
Yes, I did, he said.
He picked up a brown paper package and gave it to Mary.
Everything you want is in there.
Mary sat down on a log and untied the string. Inside the package, she found a spade, a rake, a fork, a hoe, and a trowel. There were packets of seeds, too, with a picture of a flower on each one. The robin came to have a look.
I think he likes me, said Mary.
Dickon listened carefully to the robin as he twittered and chirped. Then Dickon made a little chirping sound.
Yes, he does, he told Mary. Can you talk to all the animals? She asked. I can. I've lived with them all my life.
Dickon told Mary how to plant the seeds and how to water them. Then he said,
Where is your garden, Mary? If you take me there, I'll plant the seeds for you.
Mary didn't reply. What could she say?
They've given you a bit of garden, haven't they? Can you keep a secret?
Mary asked.
Yes, I can, replied Dickon. I'll tell you then. The garden isn't really mine. It isn't anybody's. No one wants it. And no one goes in, apart from me. I don't want it to die, she said sadly. Can you show me where it is?
Dickon asked. She led Dickon to the ivy-covered door and put the key in the lock. Soon they were both standing in the secret garden. Dickon looked around in amazement.
What a strange, beautiful place, he gasped.
Then he started to walk round the garden. He looked at everything.
I never thought I'd see this, he said. Did you know about this garden?
Asked Mary.
Martha told me there was a garden that no one went in. I used to wonder what it was like.
He looked up at the grey branches.
There'll be lots of nests here this spring. It's a good place to build a nest. No one comes in, and the baby birds will be quite safe. Will there be roses?
Asked Mary.
Or are the plants all dead? Oh, no. Look at this.
He showed Mary a green bud on one of the lower branches. They walked round the garden, and Dickon showed Mary which plants were alive. Then he showed her how to use her new tools. Dickon noticed a patch of earth which Mary had weeded.
I thought you didn't know anything about gardening,
he said, and they both laughed.
Gardening must be good for me, said Mary. I think I'm getting stronger. Gardening is good for you, said Dickon. I'll come and help you again tomorrow, and every day if you like. There's nothing I'd like better than to make this garden come alive. Yes, please, said Mary. I've got 5 friends now. You, your mother, Martha, Ben, and the robin.
Then Dickon scratched his head.
I think someone else has been in here. Someone has cut back these plants. But that's impossible, said Mary. The garden was locked and the key was buried.
Dickon took some bread and cheese from his pocket.
Now, Mary, I'm going to have my lunch and you'd better go and have yours. You won't tell anyone about the secret garden, will you? Said Mary. No, said Dickon.